So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hakol Marichin ben Arachin, Noidrin ben Nidar. All people are eligible for the following. Marichin, one can donate the Erech of another person by saying, Erech plainly alai. Nerachin, one can be the subject of an Erech donation by saying, Erechi alai, or by someone else saying about him, Erech plainly alai. Noidrin, one can donate the worth of another person by saying, Demei plainly alai. Nidarin, one can be the subject of a donation of their worth by saying, Demei alai, or by someone else saying about him, Demei plainly alai. And the Mishnah elaborates, Kahan, Levim, Yisraelim, Nashim, Avadim. A Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, a woman, and a slave are eligible for all four features, Marichin, Vinarachin, Noidrin, Vinidar. The Mishnah, however, lists the following exceptions. Tomtim, Vadreginis, Noidrin, Vinidar, Numarichin, Avoloi, Narachin. A Tomtim whose simonim are concealed, or an Andreginis who has simonim of both genders, and therefore their gender is unknown, they can donate the Erech and worth of others, and one can donate their worth. But others cannot donate their Erech, because she'ain't an Erech, the Torah only prescribes the erech of a definite male or a definite female. While regarding a person who is either a deaf mute, insane, or a minor, others can donate their erech or worth, but they cannot donate the erech or worth of others. Their commitment is not binding because they're mentally incompetent. The Gemara begins a discussion in the Mishnah's wording Hakol Marichin. The word Hakol is inclusive and includes others in each of the Mishnah's four features as follows. Hakol Marichin, Lasuy Mutlu Samach Le'ish. A 12-year-old boy can accept Erechin and Adarim even before he's bar mitzvah. And as Rashi explains, Boid Kenoisai. Im Yudea Lahaflis Lefarish L'shem Minadar. We check to ensure that he has the understanding to whom the ned was made, and if he does, his commitment is binding. Hakol Nerachin, Lasuy Menuvel Umukishchin. A person that is repulsive or afflicted with boils can be the subject of an erech, even though ein b'damim, he has no worth, because the pasuk states, "Ish kiyafli neder be'erkach nefashis la'Hashem." The word nefashis implies called to any living person. Hakol noidrin nidarin is sukhalei. The Mishnah mentioned hakol noidrin to teach the halacha of hakol nidarin, and hakol nidarin lasuy pachis mi ben chaydish. An infant less than 30 days can be the subject of a neder, even though ein b'erechin, he has no erech. The Gemara proceeds to cite and discuss various other Mishnayos that also begin with the word Hakol. Hakol Soimchen, Lasui Yerish. Hakol Mamirin, Lasui Yerish. One who inherited his father's carbon is considered the owner to do smich on the carbon and to transfer the kedusha of the carbon onto another animal. And the Gemara elaborates. Yerish is actually Machlikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana in the Braisa. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbana who hold Yerish Soimich, Yerish Memer. However, Yehuda holds, Yerish Ein Soimich, Yerish Ein Memer. A Yerish is not considered the owner to do smich and tmura on his father's carbon. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda derives his opinion from the pasuk of Smicha, "Samach yodoy al resh karbonai," an exclusive word karbonai, but like karbonav. One only does smicha on his own carbon, but not on his father's carbon. And then v'yolav tchilas hektish misayf hektish. We compare tmur, which is the beginning of hektish of the new carbon, to smicha, which is towards the completion of hektish before shechita. Masayf hektish yerish in the semech after tchilas hektish yerish in the memer. Just as a yerish does not do smicha, he also cannot accomplish tmur. While the Rabbanan derive from the pasuk of tmura. Vim Hamer Yamer Behema Bivehema. The repeated words Hamer Yamer teach, Larabas is a Yerish. A Yerish has the authority to accomplish Tumur on his father's carbon. And then, Beyold Sev Hektish, Mitchilis Hektish. We compare Smicha, which is toward the completion of Hektish, to Tumur, which is the beginning of Hektish of the new carbon, and Matchilis Hektish Yerish Memer, of Sev Hektish Yerish Seimech. Just as a Yerish can accomplish Tumur, he also does Smicha. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hamer Yamer comes to teach Larabas as a Isha. A woman can also accomplish Tumur on her carbon. And the Gemara elaborates. The word karbanai is mentioned 3 times in the parasha of smicha, and the Rabbana hold that they teach the following. Karbanai, v'lo karbanai v'kachavim. One does smicha only on his own carbon, but a Jew does not do smicha on the carbon of a non-Jew. Karbanai, v'lo karban chaver. One does smicha only on his own carbon, but he cannot become a shliach, an agent, to do smicha on someone else's carbon. Karbanai, l'ram is called bali karban l'smicha. If the carbon has multiple owners, all partners must perform a smicha. While in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, there are 2 approaches. Either of you holds karbanai b'lo karban av and karbanai b'lo karban av kachavim and karbanai b'lo karban chaveri, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with karbanai l'rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha. Rather, in the case of multiple owners, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only one owner does smicha of all the others. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds that one karbanai excludes both b'lo karban chaveri b'lo karban av kachavim, because as Rashi explains, the hani lav karbanai ninim. In both cases, the simuch does not own the carbon, and smicha must be done by the owner. And then we derive karbanai b'le karban aviv, and karbanai l'rab is called bali karban l'smicha. The Gemara continues with other Mishnayos that also begin with the word hakol. Hakol chayevim b'sukkah, asuya katan shein atzarech li'imay. A child that does not need his mother is obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Hakol chayevim b'lulav, asuya katan hayadei l'naneya. A A child that knows how to shake the lulav is obligated in the mitzvah of lulav. Hakol chayav mitzitzis. Asui kud na'idei l'satif. A child that knows how to wrap himself in a talis is obligated to wear tzitzis. Hakol chayav mitzvilim. Asui kud na'idei lishmer tzvilim. A child that knows how to guard the tefillin, his father must buy him a pair of tefillin. The Gemara offers three approaches in Hakol Chayav B'Ri'iyah. The obligation for one to come to the Beis Hamikdash during the Shalosh Regalim and bring an Oilus Ri'iyah. Either Hakol Asuya Mishchechetzi Eved V'Chetzi B'Chayrin, a person who is a partial Eved, Kanani, and a partial Yisrael is Chay B'Ri'iyah because when they tikkun the Oilam, Koyvin is Rabbi V'Oisa Oisa B'Chayrin, since Bezin compels the owner to set the Eved free, he's already considered like a completely free person. However, complete Eved Kenani is Patzah because the Pasuk states, as Peneha Adon Hashem, Mishein La Adon Elohu, the Chiv applies only to a free person whose only master is Hashem. Or, Hakol Asuyi Chigar B'Yam Rishon B'Nispasha B'Yam Sheni, a person who is lame on the first day of Yom Tov and was healed on the second day of Yom Tov is Chayav B'Ri'iyah. And this concurs with the opinion of Kulan Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh. Each day has its own obligation and is not dependent on the first day. Or, Hakol Asuyi Suma B'Achas Me'inav, a person who is blind in one eye is Chayav B'Ri'iyah. And accordingly, the Mishnah disagrees with Yechonon ben Na'avoy, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Suma ba'achas me'inav patam in ariyah. A person blind in one eye is exempt. Hakol chayav mitkiya shefer, asui katan shegi l'chinach. A child who has reached the age of chinach is obligated in the mitzvah of shefer on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara cites additional Mishnayis with the word hakol in the next daf.